This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. The French news agency AFP, reporting from Gaza Saturday, says Israel has given the Al-Shifa hospital, Gaza's main hospital, 1 hour to evacuate. AFP reports that Israeli troops told the hospital's director, Mohammed Abu Salmiya, to ensure the evacuation of patients, wounded, the displaced, and medical staff, and that they should move on foot towards the seafront. Israel believes Gaza's largest medical facility houses Hamas militants in chambers underneath the facility. Israel has called for the evacuation of the hospital before, but medical staff say they have patients who cannot be moved. Power shortages at Shifa have resulted in patient deaths, including the deaths of infants. The United Nations reports over 2,000 patient staff and displaced Palestinians were sheltering at the hospital when Israeli troops moved in Wednesday. Speaking at a forum of government ministers and policymakers in Bahrain Saturday, White House National Security Council Middle East Coordinator Brett McGurk said a release of a large number of hostages would ease the situation in Gaza dramatically.
Such a release of large number of hostages would result in a significant pause in fighting, and a massive surge of humanitarian relief. Hundreds and hundreds of trucks on a sustained basis entering Gaza from Egypt. And I have to say, Hamas from the earliest days has said, if you want the hostages returned, we need fuel, more humanitarian supplies.
Speaking at the same forum Saturday, the European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said the suffering of the civilian populations will only increase if the conflict does not stop. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday in its daily intelligence update on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, over the last week there has been intense ground combat in three areas of the country. The report said neither side has achieved much progress in any of the three locations, in the Luhansk Oblast, the Kherson Oblast, and in Avdiivka. This is VOA News. The 92-year-old businessman who represented Taiwan at this week's Summit of Asia-Pacific Leaders in San Francisco says he's hopeful that a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese Xi Jinping this week will help reduce tensions between the two superpowers and in the region. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Morris Chang also suggested the meeting could help to promote economic stability and reliable supply chains. Chang has represented Taiwan at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit 7 times. The summit wrapped up Friday. Taiwan, a self-governed island of 23 million people, remains the thorniest issue in U.S.-China relations as Beijing and Washington clash over its sovereignty. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
On the sidelines of this week's APEC summit Friday, President Joe Biden and Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador pledged to work side by side to confront illicit fentanyl traffic into the U.S. and to manage the growing number of migrants traveling north to the border between the nation. Biden said nothing is beyond our reach if Mexico and the United States work together. Leaders of the union representing Hollywood actors announced a tentative deal earlier this month with film and television studios to end a strike that started in July. The deal includes pay raises, streaming bonuses for actors, and the industry's first protections for actors against the use of artificial intelligence. From Los Angeles, VOA's Genia Dulat reports.
Central to the actors' strike have been compensation guidelines around the use of artificial intelligence. The proposed agreement includes protections for actors regarding the use of digital replicas of their image, says Duncan Crabtree Ireland, chief negotiator for the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
It has to be a specific description of what the intended uses so that the performer can make an informed decision about whether they want to agree to that or not.
Each consent is for one job only. Actors have started voting on whether to ratify the labor agreement ahead of an early December deadline. Genia Dulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Indian rescue crews said Saturday it paused efforts to reach 40 men trapped in a collapsed road tunnel after a cracking sound created a panic situation over the possibility of a further cave-in. Excavators have been removing debris from the under-construction road tunnel in the northern Himalayan state of Uttarakhand since last Sunday after a portion of the tunnel the workers were building collapsed. The week-long rescue operations have been slowed by the continued falling of debris as well as repeated breakdowns of the crucial heavy drilling machines. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.